I would love to hear you guys as nominees for underreported story of the week. And maybe we could start with Sarah Ann Lloyd. What is your choice for underreported story?
So the Christopher Monfort trial is going on right now. The Seattle Times has kind of been on it. A couple other outlets. And I think a lot of aspects of it are really interesting, like the insanity defense, which I don't think a lot of people necessarily know is happening. The fact that it's a capital trial when we have a moratorium on the death penalty right now that may or may not outlast Jay Inslee, depending on what ends up happening over the next couple of years. And it's not like a closed press trial. There's information coming out of it, like with the jury being shown some really, really gruesome images of the case, and the other officer testifying soon and everything. I think that, I mean, there's a lot of really complicated context around it right now, obviously, too, with the citizen and police relations right now and everything. I think that it's a very, very underreported story. There have been like a couple of think pieces and a couple of just like general timeline pieces.
And a little burst of coverage when it first started, but then it quickly faded into underreported territory, you're saying?
Right.
So the ongoing Monfort trial, your choice, Sarah Ann Lloyd, for underreported story of the week. And how about you, Alex Hudson? What's your underreported story?
So mine this week is the Seattle waterfront, which, I mean, most people would say, what are you talking about? That's a totally overreported story. But there was a huge, I mean, there's more to it than just Bertha and the seawall. And that was that there's a whole new office of the waterfront that was put in place by Murray when he first came in to deal with the kind of renovation and rejuvenation of the waterfront, which I think all Seattleites can agree is desperately needed. So one of the big plans was further connection with the downtown to the waterfront, because I think right now, you know, it's they're kind of hidden, weird, narrow, steep stairways that get you from First Avenue down to Alaskan Way. And there was this plan in place to build a really beautiful pedestrian walkway with an overview, and it was going to be really well labeled so people could kind of figure out how to get to and fro from there. And they just said that there's not enough funding, which I think is crazy. And I want to know more about where exactly that funding is then, because I imagine that it might be being thrown into a big hole down there.
A certain hole.
A certain hole that shall not be named. But I worry that at the end of whatever horizon day, when we finally finish whatever we plan to do down there, all we're going to get is a tunnel and a seawall.
Hannah Brooks Olson, what is your underreported story?
My underreported story this week is the new Youth Justice Center, or I think they also call it the Family Youth Justice Center, but it's the child jail. It was a contract was approved this week by the King County Council unanimously to award the like $210 million, I think, contract to build a new youth justice center. We already have a youth justice center. It's old, and a lot of people have argued that maybe the building isn't in great shape, but it's also not full. It's only something like 60% full. So it's not like we're hurting for beds to jail children in at this time. But one of the most interesting things I think that really didn't get that much coverage was that during that hearing, a lot of activists came to King County Council and showed up because they didn't feel like they had ever had an adequate time to really talk about not just the construction of this jail, which was voted by voters in 2010, I think, or 2012. And one of the arguments is that voters didn't have a really clear idea on what they were actually voting on with this levy.
So you're saying that voters maybe didn't know what they were getting into?
That's one of the things that the activists have been talking about, is that all this money, this levy was voted on. And one of the things they're saying is that maybe people thought that they were voting for increased law enforcement, or maybe they thought they were voting for something more like family intervention or improved family services, when in fact what they're getting is just a giant building to house children.